change of car for you this year. You've sold the black Escort and you're now moving into a car that's owned by Gary McPhillips, a guy that you've had big battles with in the Mark II through the years. How are you shaping up in the car at the moment? How's it looking for you?
Yeah, we had a test on it there last week, Austin. I felt very comfortable in the car. The car would be very similar to my own. It's on 13-inch wheels and relatively the same car. The car definitely won't be the car's fault anyway. I'm looking forward to good running it.
Yeah. There's always a big battle and a huge interest in the Mark IIs. Some even say this is the entertaining side of the rally. And all the usual names are there in the entry list in the category.
Yeah, you have all the as the man says, the top guys in the modified field are all there for Donegal. They always come out for Donegal. But you know Donegal yourself, Ozzy, and it takes an incredible care to be able to make it through. And it's up for grabs for any one of us.
The mark has been set by Daniel McKenna. He won it last year, and he's the guy to beat.
Oh, Daniel's definitely the man to beat, all right. The fact that Gary McPhillips isn't here, Daniel's definitely the top runner, I'm sure. But like you've Declan Boyle there at the minute, is having an absolutely great year. Wesley Patterson, Brian Brogan, you have all those lads, like just to mention a few. Like it's, you know, you couldn't call it.
These are all rivals on the road, but when you get into service and I suppose off the stages, you are all good mates.
Yeah, like every one of the lads that I'll be racing against, I'll be talking to them on a regular basis on the phone. We're kind of like a big happy family, the whole lot of us. Like out on the stage, obviously everyone wants to win, but behind it all, we're just competitors and we enjoy the crack.
Yeah. What's your aim now for this year? Is it to win the National outright or a top three overall in the National?
Well, actually, my dream has always been to win the National outright, but like you need a certain amount of luck to be able to do that. I haven't been in a car all year. It would be a big ask to try and win it this year, but you never know. You get the lucky streak, like you. Hopefully it'll happen.
Yeah, because it takes a lot of factors to win here in Donegal, because it is a long weekend in a rally car. It's not seen as a sprint event.
No, definitely not. It's a marathon, Oisin, but a marathon, you can call it a marathon, but you need to start sprint from the very start. Like, you know, you can't, there's no such thing as pacing it out anymore. You have to be on the ball from the word go, and if you're not, you'll be left behind.
Yeah. What do you think the plan of attack's going to be for yourself next weekend? Because it is over the 3 days. How do you go into it on Friday?
Well, I suppose I'll go into it on Friday, and I suppose try and get settled in the first loop. You know, keep a considerable pace and try and settle in as much as I can. But I mean, when I say settle in, it'll still be hot and heavy. It'll be hard pace.
Yep. Saturday's the big day here. This is the day that people tend to make their moves, and a lot happens over the 8 stages on the Saturday.
Yeah, Saturday's going to be a big day. I'm really looking forward to Saturday. One of the stages is not that far from my home place, in Gyarton there, and no, Saturday's going to be, I just hope that I'm there to enjoy Saturday.
Yeah. And then on to Sunday, I suppose it's a traditional finish now. You've got the drive to wrap things up. Some will say it's a sort of a run to the finish line, but anything can happen on the Sunday, especially if you hit mechanical problems.
Sunday is a very hard day, Oisin. Like, I would consider Sunday probably the hardest day of the rally. Like, the actual stages on Sunday, you know, they're great stages, but they're very challenging and very sore in a car. And a car's at the end of her tether come Sunday, and, you know, it's... And you can't really afford to nurse her either if you're in a battle, like so.
Yeah, you mentioned they've got a home stage this year, obviously the Trent Determine one. But what would be the most favourite stage that you've driven on Donegal, your home event?
I say it every year, Knockalla is my favourite stage. It always has been. I've always went very well in Knockalla. Fan at head. I mean, you know, I have to pick Knockalla out of it, but there's not a bad stage in Donegal. I think they're all classics.
Yeah. When you were watching rallying as a young guy, who was the man that you looked up to in rallying?
Oh, well, Bertie Fisher would have been one of the idols. And I mean, Paul Yaller down the road there, a neighbour of mine, like from a young age, I used to watch Paul coming along, and it was unreal to watch.
Finally, can you cause an upset with these boys that are sitting in front of you, the likes of McKenna and Declan Boyle, who've been rallying regular this year. Can Manish Kelly sneak up behind them and snatch a national one?
I wouldn't rule it out. As you know, I hope to be able to get settled in fairly quick. And I think if I do that, I'll not be far away.